Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we are, I guess, taking care of business right here. We're going to tell you all about what's going on at the Surf Ballroom these days. We've got Lori Leitz with us on our program today, the Cerro Gordo County Foundation program. And Lori, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's so good to hear your voice and start another week out.
Yeah, here we go. We get another week started. And I was just talking with you off the air about it. It's a little quieter summer than the Surf Ballroom might normally be with the pandemic that we're going through with COVID-19. So maybe you could just start right there and bring people up to date a little bit about the happenings at the Surf.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any shows to talk about. Right now, we don't have anything on the schedule at all for the rest of this year. If things kind of clear up and give us the leeway to do so, we'll sure start to look at that. But most, if anybody's been on our website or Facebook page, they'll see that some shows have been postponed to next summer and early fall. So we've been kind of internally working on some archiving projects, and certainly our education program is still happening. We've done some smaller classes with kids, and we've got some other things looking forward to as well. But our summer programs, it's pertinent because the Cerro Gordo Community Foundation has issued a grant to us to help us kind of keep some of these programs rolling. We had, you know, rolled out a whole summer program right before spring break, and unfortunately, with the pandemic and everything, we've had to retool some of them. We're working on making a lot of them virtual, working on some backpacks and some things for the educators, and you know, in the event that they need some more material. But we have some in-person classes. In fact, there's a piano camp that's been going on at our Music Enrichment Center, and that's been fun to see the kids. We've got a rhythm class with musical styles from all over the world called Rhythm With Them. We've had a digital audio workshop. We're working on a third part to that series, the audio engineering side of our industry. So we've been working on that and some songwriting lessons. So that and some things that we've had on our Facebook page for the Music Enrichment Center, some beginner guitar lessons and some things like that. We've been kind of occupying ourselves with that and some smaller classes, a few weddings, and smaller meetings as well. So that's been going on. And recently, this is kind of new, we were approached by the Isle of Iowa group, which is in charge of the Trap Rock event that's been happening over Labor Day weekend. And they wanted to give a virtual concert experience a try and broadcast the Drop Dead Dangerous group live on Facebook. So we said, you know, let's give it a try. We've not done that before. Some people like it, some people don't. But Saturday, August 1st at 7:30, we're going to be broadcasting those folks live on Facebook, and there'll be a virtual donation jar. We'll see how it goes. If that works, you know, we might try something down the road similar to that and just kind of keep the music alive that way until we can get together again in person.
Oh, that sounds like it sounds like you've been pretty busy anyway. And you know, I know, I remember conversations back when you were really going through that thought process of getting young kids involved with music at the Surf. And boy, to see that follow through, that's really important as you build forward with the Surf and generations to come.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And last summer, we've had this... it's located at 509 Buddy Holly Place, and it was almost exactly a year ago that we purchased the building. It's, you could throw a rock from the east side of the Surf and hit it. It's right next door to us. It's got two studios in it, and we were so excited to have the opportunity to get that. And our education coordinator has an office over there, and so we've really been able to do some fun things. At the time, it was so challenging to have the classes and, you know, offer all of the meeting space and have the museum open and people walking through. It was so tough to keep the kids focused. And the bucket drumming in the ballroom was also very loud, you know, for people to enjoy the museum. So it was fun to get that space. next door to us. So it has really been a great addition to our education program. And so we'll continue to utilize that space and work towards helping our educators as they, you know, kind of go through some challenging times too, maybe some smaller classroom sizes, things like that. We're hoping to be a great partner for them and utilize some of the space that we have as well. So, yeah, it's been great and has been keeping us occupied at least. But we have been open as a museum this summer. And while we're probably, oh, maybe at a third or just under half of the normal number of people that are coming through, we've still seen people come from, I think, maybe 25 different states since we reopened in May. And so it's been fun to see them come through, and most everyone is wearing a mask and staying distanced and doing a great job at keeping us safe and our volunteers safe. So we're doing the best that we can, and I hope that we see the end of this here pretty soon.
Well, I think we all do for sure, Lori. Going through my mind as you're talking about that, you know, while people are involved in this pandemic, what about the hours if somebody wants to come and get a tour of the surf and see the museum part of it, that type of thing? Is that do you have certain set hours for that? And should people come wearing masks and so forth?
We ask that people wear masks primarily because the folks that are helping me, we've got very limited staff right now. I just brought our education coordinator back, but up until then, it had just been me. So the hours for the museum are reduced a little bit compared to what they normally are this time of the year. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 until 1. And I'm so blessed that the volunteers want to be out and around, and they help me out a lot since I'm doing a lot of the event setup and maintenance and housekeeping type stuff too. So we welcome all the visitors to come in, and it's been great to see the faces come through. So, yep, they can come on in. We still have our suggested donation admission of $5, and we've got some self-guided tour brochures, and, of course, we're there to answer questions. We haven't had many group tours come through, but we still offer them if they're coming in a group, trying to limit those to groups of 20 or less, but which normally we do 30 or more, but at this time, we're asking for a little bit smaller groups. So, yeah, little different, but great big building. So it's a nice place for people to beat the heat and come in and see the history there as well.
Well, it might be that time too, Lori, when people from the immediate area, and I know this sounds kind of funny, but I know people that have never been to the surf that are right here in North Iowa. It might be that time mm-hmm. where they might not be traveling a far distance on a vacation, but just to come on over for part of a day and visit the surf ballroom. I think they'd find it real interesting.
Yeah, and actually we have seen a lot of local folks bring family in that have come to town, and they've come through and brought their relatives or friends and have mentioned that very same thing, that I've lived here a long time and either haven't been here in years or haven't been at all. And we think it's great to have them come in too and see. And it's, you know, a lot of people come in for the shows, and you don't really notice all of the history hanging on the walls. And it's a lot different now when there's, you know, no show going on, and you can actually look at the pictures on the wall or go backstage and see the green room or see the telephone and just kind of take it all in. So a different perspective for people that haven't been there before or haven't been in a while. So, yeah, it's been fun to see a lot of the locals come in, too.
Lori, you want to tell everybody where they can find you guys online or Facebook or any of that information?
You bet. Well, we're always online at surfballroom.com, and we promote things through our Facebook page as well. Or you can search Surf Ballroom Music Enrichment Center if educational programming resonates with you. We've got programs from grade school all the way up to seniors in high school and some adult programming as well. We've been partnering with NIAC, and those types of programs should be resuming here soon. So keep an eye on that, and hopefully we can learn something new and keep ourselves occupied.
Lori, stay healthy, okay?
Well, you too. Thanks for having me on this morning, and we wish everybody a great week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
That's Lori Leitz with us from the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake. And if you're looking for a place to visit, that is a wonderful, wonderful place. If you haven't been there in a while, or you have a family that's never been there, visit the Surf Ballroom. That's our Community Foundation program for this week. With Lori Leitz, I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.